Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for another day in the month of Ramadan. And these days that leave us will never come back. And that is something that we need to reflect on in our relationship to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Because for Allah Azza wa Jal, time is different than human beings. For us, Ramadan is here in this year, 2014, and the days will never come back. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the past and the present and the future are the same. It's all the same. And so we are blessed to be able to gain benefit in this time, especially in this month of patience and this month of striving. Alhamdulillah, it is a great privilege to be followers of the last Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. And I want to share with you one interesting tradition of the Prophet ﷺ, and we can reflect on this tradition in terms of our fasting itself, what we are actually going through. The Prophet, peace be upon him, once said, "I am the guarantor for a house on the outskirts of paradise for whoever leaves off arguing, even if he is right." And a house, in other words, I'm a guarantor for a house in the center of paradise for whosoever abandons falsehood, even when he's joking. And a house in the uppermost part of paradise for whosoever makes his character good. Now, if we think about this, and again, paradise, the experience of the next life, this is a place where there are sights that nobody has ever seen, sounds that nobody has ever heard, tastes that nobody has ever tasted. But even with our limited type of vision of things, and we could actually envision the outskirts of paradise, the outskirts of Toronto, the outskirts of New York City, many of these outskirts are becoming suburbs. But normally the outskirts is where the poorer people live, and it's closer to the desert or closer to the woods. And in the center is where the action is. So this is a human type of perception of a population and a city. And so the Prophet ﷺ is saying he will guarantee, even on the outskirts. Okay, so this is obviously not Jannah Firdaus. This is on the outskirts of paradise. He will guarantee a house for an individual. Now, that's not like a guarantee that we get here with our housing co-op, or a false guarantee that you get with the bank with a mortgage or a bond that seems to be good, but then you pay for your house seven times over. That's not like a human guarantee. This is a guarantee from the last messenger, peace be upon him, who did not speak from himself, and who spoke from what was revealed to him. But what is the guarantee based on? The guarantee is based on, this is the first level, it's somebody who leaves off arguing, even if he is right. He leaves off arguing, not involved in this. And the Prophet ﷺ also showed us that if somebody comes to you and they begin to argue with you, they begin to fight you, then we should say, the fasting person should say, "Inni sa'im." Verily, I am fasting. And so make that known to the person. I'm fasting. So in other words, the fast for that individual includes argumentation. For the average person, when you think about fast, "Inni sa'im" means I'm not going to eat any food, I'm not going to drink, Right? I'm not having any relationship, male and female. That's what people think. But no, this is an argument. Inni sa'im. Verily, I am fasting. And so the Prophet ﷺ guarantees this house in paradise. And we see that the Prophet ﷺ, who is Murabbi, he is the one who shapes the character, helps shapes the character of individuals and trains us, is literally training us to get this guarantee. Because if we can do that, if we can hold ourselves, and I know it's difficult, especially for many Muslims, especially the brothers, after Salatul Asr, we tend to be very angry. Because like they say here, a hungry man is an angry man. So we tend to be angry. Okay? Leave it. That's a higher level of fasting. But the next level is beautiful. The person abandons falsehood, right? In other words, batil, the concept of falsehood in Arabic would be translated as batil. And batil means swearing or low joking or ignorance. So the person leaves this thing off. If that person leaves it off, even when they're joking, there are many people who, when they are serious, they say he's a serious Muslim. But if he leaves the masjid and he starts telling jokes, his jokes usually have to be something low in order to make his joke. Right? So the Prophet ﷺ said, if you can abandon falsehood, even when you're telling a joke, even when you're fooling around and having fun, you can abandon falsehood and stay on the path, I will guarantee a house for you in paradise, in the center of paradise, right downtown, in the center of paradise. And we can't even begin to imagine what the center of paradise is, because we only have the center of our cities. But the most beautiful part of this is the guarantee for the uppermost part, Jannatul Firdaus, the highest part of paradise. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, here is saying, whoever makes his character good, in other words, you go through a change, you deal with your character. We're fasting with our eyes, with our ears, with our tongue, with our hands. We're changing our character. The Prophet ﷺ, in authentic hadith, it has many different riwayas. In the Muwatta of Imam Malik, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, Bu'ithtu li'utammima husnul akhlaq. Verily, I have been sent to complete the best in character. That's the essence of the message. So he's making a guarantee for us that he will give us a place, a house, in the highest part of paradise. This is a beautiful promise by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he was asked, Su'ila Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam an akthari ma yudkhil an-nas al-jannah faqala al-jannah qala taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluq. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam was asked, what is the main reason why people would enter paradise? And he said, "Taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluq wa su'ila an akthari ma yudkhil an-nas an-nar faqala al-fam wal-faraj." And then he was asked, what is the main reason why people would enter the fire? And that is the mouth and the private parts. So we see that Ramadan, it is a hidden blessing that many people do not realize coming out of this fast. Yes, we are struggling with time. We are struggling with food, struggling with the drink. But there's a hidden phenomenon in this that we have to think about. And that is to protect our mouths, to change our lives, to make our character on the highest level. And by the end of the month, inshallah, we will come out of this as better people. This is a great gem that the Prophet ﷺ has given to us. And I pray that all of us could gain the guarantee of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. I wouldn't mind, even if it's the outskirts of paradise. Because they say that the last person to get into Jannah When he gets inside, he feels like he has something better than anybody else. That's the last person in, right? So even the last person in will feel he has the greatest reward that has ever been given to anybody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for our suffering, clean our hearts, and accept us in this fast. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.